You know, it's my view that blockchains are the operating system of finance going forward.
This is The Playbook.
I'm excited. I got another Tulane grad with me, an incredible entrepreneur, Adam Dell, founder and CEO of Domain Money. Welcome to The Playbook, Adam.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I was so excited to have you because we have so much in common. We're about, my birthday is January 11th. We're like 3 days and 2 years apart. We went to the same school, both German Jewish. So we grew up under the heavy hand of Jewish guilt, I'm sure. And yet both dealing with money and happiness and understanding how money itself is an energy. And that energy is taking on different forms today as you have built Domain Money, which I believe is a great reconciliation of the currency of money, the object of energy that we put into the flow to get what we want. You recently launched Domain Money, which I think is the next generation of an investment platform that allows us to utilize what we know is proven already with just a different currency.
Yeah, well, thank you for the kind words. We've been in market for a little over 45 days, and the response has been pretty remarkable. So we're pleased with how it's going so far. So it's fun to be in the market with a new product that we've been working hard to build.
You know, I've done a lot of work with Alex Machinsky and Celsius Network and what they were doing over there. And the thing I liked about it was it used traditional strategies and disciplines with money, but applied the benefits of crypto, of digital currencies, that democratization, the ability to fractionalize, the ability to, you know, put the money into the hands of those who should have it instead of the people who have been milking and siphoning off profits under the name of service. And it was, you know, this type of solution that you have that really allows everybody to win. What are some of the advantages of using your platform over the traditional platforms that use the same wealth building strategy?
Yeah. So, I mean, the fundamental problem we're trying to solve for investors is that, you know, every serious investor recognizes that crypto should be a meaningful part of their portfolio. But, you know, they face a real challenge in figuring out what assets to buy beyond the names that they might be most familiar with. So, you know, everybody's heard of Bitcoin, most people have heard of Ethereum, but there's a much larger ecosystem of investment opportunities out there that are part of the blockchain universe that retail investors might struggle with understanding, you know, which ones to buy. You know, the analogy is, you know, a consumer going back to Peter Lynch and the axiom of invest in what you know, a consumer can, you know, drive a Tesla, use Amazon, you know, buy products from Johnson & Johnson. It's very difficult for the average person to really get their arms around what is Ethereum, what is Polygon, what is Render, what is the Graph, what is Decentraland. You know, these things are so far removed from people's day-to-day lives that it's really hard to get their arms around it. The other thing is that the blockchain ecosystem and the crypto market itself move so rapidly that you really need to stay on top of it in order to be effective as an investor. And so what we've come to market with is portfolios of crypto assets that our investment team curates, manages on a day-to-day basis, pulling assets in, pulling assets out of the portfolio that we think have the greatest opportunity for return. Auto rebalancing, ensuring the right risk allocation across assets to really come up with a portfolio construction approach that we think will yield great results for our investors.
And it's a combination, though. It's not just in the digital sense. You still utilize traditional stocks in that portfolio?
We have a number of portfolios we offer. We offer a portfolio that has, you're right, both stock and crypto assets in it. We have an entirely crypto portfolio. And so depending on the risk profile or the returns that investors are looking for, we have portfolios that speak to both of those.
And one of the aspects, you know, of any portfolio is understanding the client's timing and risk tolerance. And I have, over the last few years, especially been promoting the importance of don't talk to me about any investments, whether it's real estate, traditional stocks, crypto, or whatever, until you can tell me what your timing and risk tolerance is. With someone like you and your company, a platform, one of the advantages is that you can match that timing and risk tolerance to the variant products or solutions that you offer. And I think also encourage people beyond matching to know their timing and risk tolerance by asking the open-ended questions and utilizing your skill of litigation to find out exactly what those values are in order to facilitate getting the right solution to those people. What types of products do you have in the variance of timing and risk tolerance? Is it all long-term holds, or how do you, you know, in what products do you offer today that will align with people's timing and risk tolerance?
Yeah, it's a great point. And you're right. We do ask a number of profiling questions to ascertain your risk tolerance, your investment horizon, and really what your goals are. And we recommend a series of portfolios that speak to those responses. We have a, you know, technology heavy S&P 500 like proxy for a fund that, you know, gives investors exposure to traditional equities, but it's very, as I said, weighted toward technology leaders. We have a strategy called Domain Access, which is 80% stocks, 20% crypto. It's a great vehicle for people who just want to dip their toe into the crypto market. We have a strategy that is 50% stocks, 50% crypto for those who want a bit more exposure to crypto. And of course, we have a 100% crypto portfolio for people who are really you know, further down the path of wanting to go heavy into this asset class. We've also launched a thematic strategy called Domain Metaverse, which includes both stocks and crypto. And it's really investing in the building blocks of technologies and protocols that are necessary to stand up the coming metaverse. One of the things that the Domain Metaverse strategy focuses on is infrastructure. And that's a key part of how we think about investing. So let me explain that a little bit more.
Please.
You know, rather than providing the picks, you know, rather than making a bet on any one company, we're trying to provide the picks and axes that are required to stand up these ecosystems. So we've made a number of investments within the Domain Metaverse portfolio into Qualcomm, NVIDIA, Snap, companies that are, you know, part of the ecosystem that's necessary to stand up these technologies. And on the crypto side of it, we've invested in things like the Graph and Render, which are distributed computing and, you know, technologies that are, again, bets on the infrastructure of the metaverse.
Yeah, and those picks, axes, shovels is, you know, the more conservative and time-tested approach in kind of a pre-chasm currency or a pre-chasm platform. One of the things that, you know, looking in your history, you have a great understanding of the three areas that I think will make domain money. And I think it's incorporated in the idea and the name even, is it's not just understanding a market, it's understanding the market makers as well and the margins that are available. And I see a lot of people preach or teach the market side of it, but without understanding who the market makers are and the margins, we wonder, you know, what statistical success we could have. You have a great background in all three. With the new realm of the metaverse, for example, where you have an unknown even market with an unlimited supply of markets in a variable that, you know, hasn't been available. You know, for example, if we're looking at traditional infrastructure or real estate, we only have so much land in America. There is almost so much land on, you know, South Mission Beach at the boardwalk. Nobody can duplicate a second universe or a third. You know, how do you see the markets, the market makers, and the margins changing with, you know, the digital currencies and the metaverse?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that comment. You're right. I came to be interested in blockchain technologies through my own personal experience of building one of the largest digital banks in the United States. So before founding Domain Money, I was a partner at Goldman Sachs, where I was responsible for building out Goldman's consumer-facing bank. And working with the ACH networks, working with the existing payment networks, both on the credit card side, on the debit side, what was evident to me was just how inefficient and archaic the plumbing of our banking system is, and how many toll takers there are along the journey. And when I say journey, I mean, you, David, you go into your local grocery store, you buy a carton of milk, you swipe your credit card, you go on your way, you have a nice, lovely day. That transaction is seamless to you and instant. But the number of hops and parties along the journey to consummate that transaction are quite significant, and take a bit of time. The average ACH transaction takes 2 days to settle and costs $2. And the same transaction can be accomplished on blockchain in 2 seconds for a 40th of a penny. That delta is so significant that to me it was the inevitability light bulb went off in my head that these technologies are going to replace the plumbing of our banking system. And in fact, you know, it's my view that blockchains are the operating system of finance going forward. As it relates to your question about the metaverse and sort of an infinite space, you know, in the same way that the internet is a vast and unbounded opportunity set, you know, we believe that blockchains represent the next chapter in, you know, tectonic computing platforms. You know, in the same way that the Googles, the Apples, the Amazons of the world have been able to capture significant market share of the real estate of the internet, you know, for lack of a better analogy, we think that blockchains and the companies that will build applications, layer two protocols on top of layer ones that will emerge over the next decade, have the opportunity to become the next, massive, owners of virtual real estate. You'll excuse the analogy because I know it drives right into the metaverse world, but you get the point. What's exciting about these technologies is, you know, as an investor, it used to be the case that a new technology comes along and either you have to be a venture capitalist, or your next door neighbor has to be the entrepreneur who's starting it, or you have to wait for these companies to go public in order for you to invest in them. That's not the case with cryptocurrencies. You can invest today in the technologies and projects out there that, you know, will make up the next great computing platform. And that's a very exciting thing to be able to get in so early on these opportunities. And it is quite early. You know, the promise of the metaverse is something that I would say is, you know, probably 5 to 7 years away from fruition. But if you're an investor, that's kind of where you want to be, because you want to set yourself up for the long term. And so, you know, our investment strategies, our investment approach is really geared toward that long-term mentality. So to answer your earlier question, you know, we're not trying to build funds that have, immediate quick returns, although, you know, that's certainly a good thing for some investors. But the thematic bets we're making and the research we're doing around the developer community, the number of use cases, the commercial utility, studying transaction volumes on various networks, those are all things that are measuring the long-term implications of these platforms. And we've gotten quite close to the blockchain and cryptocurrency ecosystem and feel like we have a good handle on where the opportunity set is.
Well, I'm so excited about domain money because I look for people with not only the skills, but the knowledge of what and who is aligned with the desire that they must be what they can be. I'm going to ask a personal question to finish up. And you and I have one more thing in common, is that we are under the constraints of being compared to our brothers. I have multiple brothers, all went to the Ivy Leagues, all graduated summa cum laude, but one's a rabbi. And if you think you have it bad for having a significant brother, try having a rabbi as a brother in the situation that we grew up in. So I wanted to ask you, to that matter, how much influence, either as a sibling rivalry or supportive sibling, has your relationship with your brother, who has obviously had significant success like you, but probably has a little bit bigger brand of his name, not your last name, which is a big brand, but his first name combined with it. Has that relationship had any impact on your success or created any sort of mindset that you find has been extremely beneficial? Because beyond my brother being a rabbi, and I know God's on my side now for all my screw ups, he has pushed me because I'm always striving to do better than my brother. I was hoping you may be able to share, because there's a lot of entrepreneurs that do create those comparisons and competitions within the context of their own familiar relationships, how that has impacted you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've never viewed my brother's success as a negative in my life. I'm very proud of what he's accomplished. It's remarkable. I've had the opportunity to have kind of a front row seat to one of the great entrepreneurial stories in American history. Michael has absolutely influenced me in expanding my horizons and opening my eyes up to the entrepreneurial opportunities that exist in the world. And he inspires me, you know, today and has for a long time. I don't think I'm going to catch him in terms of
me neither. I've been trying to since Comdex. I played golf with him at the Fortune magazine golf tournament. I've been trying to catch your brother for probably longer than you.
That's okay. You know, I'm very proud of his success and lucky to have a brother like him.
Well, that's very congruent with who you are and what you're doing, and only see future success for you with domain money. You have the right perspective, that mindset, heartset, and the practical handset that's necessary, and would encourage everyone to do their due diligence. I always say with people like Adam Dell, you got to trust them, but they're going to live up to the more difficult scrutiny called vet. And if you vet out domain money, you will find nothing but the understanding of the markets, the market makers, and the margins that are created. What a great view or vision into the future by having you on here. Thank you so much, Adam. I certainly appreciate your time.